Father, we thank you for a time like this. Our hearts and minds are open to you, your word, and see your word weakness, gladness. Thank you, good Christ from the written word. He's glorified, we are edified today. And we flow and function in our own. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. I said a word of prayer, so anyway, just lost my mind. Couldn't even say an amen. I'm not sweet.
Am I sweet?
That is sweet. I'm not sweet.
Okay? But I'm working on that path to be strong.
Hallelujah. Better off. Okay, Matthew 28. Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, "All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, that is, of the Son, and the Holy Ghost, so teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the world." Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, quickly, let's do something. We have seen that the believer will be taught discipleship. Right? I mean, we'll see that what the disciple will be taught during discipleship, I will say it's going to be what concerns spirituals. Have you followed this series before? Concerns spirituals. You know, not heard the thing. You are teaching pneumaticals. You know, not heard pneumaticals as well. And you are coming at this one. It is very good. I
thought I started it when they were here. When did you go to us? When did you go to us?
So Hallelujah. Okay, we say what the disciples, the message on walk in salvation we have tonight, the message on pneumaticals we have tomorrow. You know, we have tomorrow. Now we can get to listen to it before CRC. To take my word for that. Okay. So what the disciples will be taught during discipleship will be concerning spirituals. And concerning spiritual is called pneumaticals. Pneumaticals. So, we also say that the things of the spirit are practiced in the ecclesia. Please take note of this word. The things of the spirit, pneumaticals, or the spiritual, is practiced in the ecclesia. We'll delve into that on the first day of our CLC. Very well. It's practiced in the ecclesia. So, like Pastor Trevor will say, the ecclesia now becomes the high point of Christian theology. Do you understand me?
Should I call it like, or will now become the high point of, okay, let's put it like that, of Christian theology, become the high point.
Where, you know, a Christianity will have theology,
which is the study of God, right?
And the study of God, you cannot study theology outside Christology. Do you understand me? So, the Christology is the study of Christ. None of those. Is this G or God or E? No, this one.
You were the rest of the story.
Hallelujah. So, the theology is known in Christology. That is to say, you cannot study theology outside Christology. Are you hearing me? The Bible says in John 1, verse 17, it says, no one has seen him. 17 to 18, it says, the only begotten of the Father. I mean, the only begotten who is in the bosom of the Father, he has declared me. Do you understand me? John 14:1, he said, believe in God and believe in Jesus. That is, the believe in God is the believe in Christ. Do you understand me? Hallelujah. So Christ, the Christology is the study of Christ. So God is known in that study. So you cannot study God outside, or you cannot know God outside Christology. Right? Right? Now, we have what we call soteriology, because the Christos who is the Messiah, the Mashiach in Hebrew, is the sota.
Do you understand me?
The sota.
So the sota. So in the study of the Christos, you will study him as the sota.
The sota means he is the savior.
Do you understand me?
He is the savior with his words, with his he is the savior, and he will give and he will bring salvation. Soteria.
Do you understand the salvation?
Hallelujah. So it is the soul that saves. That's where you get the word sozo from. To save.
Do you understand me?
To save. So in the study of Christology, you will study him as the soul.
Do you understand me?
In what? In soteriology.
Got that.
Hallelujah.
Hmm? Hallelujah.
So now that soteriology is the study of what? Salvation. Where will you find that study?
In the Christology. Do you understand that?
Eh? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So in soteriology, what do we have?
That is, in salvation, what do we have?
We have the new man. Do you understand me? We have the new man. Or we receive the new man. So meaning in soteriology, we will study pneumatology. Do you understand me? So in salvation, we will study the new man.
He says, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you.
And lo, I am with you always. So the study, teaching them to observe all things I have commanded you will be teaching them concerning what? Soteriology. Do you understand me? Pneumatology.
Do you understand me? Pneumaticals.
Is the study of the spirit. I will pray the Father, he will give you another Alos Parakletos, and he will be with you. Right? Another Alos Parakletos. So, the study of the Sota, in the study of the Sota, you will study what? The new man. Do you understand me? So, we will not say that the new man, that is what we are saying now, the new man is practiced. Do you understand me? The spirit is practiced with. In the ecclesia. Do you understand me? The spirit is practiced in the ecclesia. So we said the things of the spirit will be practiced in the gathering. Do you understand me? In the gathering. In the ecclesia. In the ecclesia. When you and I come together, we practice the things of the spirit. And that is Paul's point of correction to the church at Corinth. Just as they exhibited the traits of one who is carnal, or believers who, they were examples of believers who have slipped into the flesh, generally, who have become carnal. And I said, a believer can easily flow in the flesh, can easily just give in, can easily. Especially when he has to do with the revelation gift. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Especially when it has to do with the revelation gift.
You know, they can easily flow. But unlike that, you know, the church at Corinth, they knew about the charisma of God. Right? Because the Bible says they came short. They did not come short. Yeah? They did not come short in the charisma of God. Right? They did not come short. That is, they knew about it, but they didn't flow in it. That is one. Yeah? That is one. In them not flowing in it, they walked in the flesh. Now, this is different from the brother who slips into the flesh while giving a word of knowledge or a word of wisdom. Do you understand me? It's quite different. But there is that in their gathering, they had strife. Do you understand me? In their gathering, they paraded one who has slept with his father's wife. And they allowed him just boast around. Do you understand me? They allowed one, they had division over who they listened to. So it's just like there were just factions everywhere in their gathering. So now Paul is now about to address them. Paul will now address them with he was. Paul will bring them into as a Paul will address them as an ecclesia. A gathering. Do you understand? So he will not be addressing that their gathering when they have paraded the flesh. Do you understand me? Or when they paraded the when they
walked in the flesh. Now you don't tell them no. If everyone tells them that you are spiritual, do you understand me? So if the man born of God is spiritual, that means that our gathering will be spiritual, will be a spiritual gathering. And the activities that will be found in our gatherings will be what? Will be spiritual. So Paul will now bring it like this in 1 Corinthians chapter 2. He will now say in verse 12, he will say, we've received not the spirit that is of this world, but the spirit which is of God, that we might know those things that are freely given to us of God. Say, which things we speak? Not in the world in which human wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Ghost teaches. He said, comparing spiritual with spiritual. Now, do you see that? So that means, we are spiritual. What brought us, you understand me, to becoming spiritual, which is the gospel which we believe is spiritual. Do you understand me? So, what the gospel we see, and we are the new birth, are spiritual. So, Paul is driving at something. Then in chapter 3, he now tells them, I couldn't speak to you, I don't know spiritual. Do you understand me? He has addressed them as spiritual, and they've begun in the spirit. Do you understand me? That is what he told the church of Galatia, but God was also what he applied to the church of Corinth, when he tells them that the word, that the message they received was spiritual. Do you understand me? He used the word apodesis. So being it was by the Spirit, by the Holy Ghost. Do you understand me? That they received the gospel. So that makes them spiritual. He now tells them, I cannot now relate to you as your spiritual status. Because this is who you are spiritually. Do you understand? Or this is who you are by the new birth, you are spiritual. Now I cannot relate to you. Why? Because of what? Your attitude, your conduct amongst yourself. Do you understand? That is chapter 3. So he's now pointing out to them that their conduct was wrong. This is the progression. Eh? So he pointed out to them. He pointed out to them again in chapter 8. I mean, that should be chapter 6 or 7 concerning the man who had the father's wife. He pointed out that these and these are wrong. Do you understand me? Then in chapter 12, in chapter 11, over even what they eat. Do you understand me? He pointed out to them that they were wrong because they have divisions. Did you get that? That should be chapter 11, verse 17. He said, I heard that there are tribes amongst you. He said, I believe it in part. Do you understand me? So he heard that. He said, when you come together, I need to get that.
Let's go to 1 Corinthians 11 again. Let me not. I'm mixing verses 17 and verses 19 together. Chapter 11. Are you there? Look at what. I knew I was mixing them together. I want to quote by 17, I was quoting 19. He says, now in giving this instruction, I do not praise you, since you come together not for the better, but for the worse. So meaning, he tells them that your coming together is supposed to be for the better, but it's for the worse. Why? Look at verses 20. Verses 18. First of all, when you come together as a church, I hear that there are divisions among you, and in part I believe. Do you understand? Are you following me? So he's addressing conduct. They see had factions. Then he now went to chapter 12, verse 1. He now said, now concerning spiritual. That word concerning spiritual. You that you read from chapter 1, what do you think you'll be talking about? Because he has shown you what spiritual is useful. You use spiritual in chapter 2 for the man who receives the gospel and the gospel. Right? Right? He calls it spiritual things. Are you hearing me? Eh? Things in and of the spirit. Things in the spirit and of the spirit. So what is it like? Because that is spiritual. Meaning he's about to address where you are. Do you understand me? Now, where will he be addressing them from? The ecclesia. So in the background will be what? The ecclesia. Do you understand me? The background will be the ecclesia. And how will he now address their gathering? In the ecclesia, they will now use what? Moses. Moses tabernacle. Do you understand? Are you following me? So Moses tabernacle too will be somewhere in the background for correction. Do you understand me? Are you following me? I showed all that, right? Okay, I showed all that. That and he went to chapters 12 verse 7. He now said, he said for the manifestation from verses 4. He says the diversities of gifts
I would say that gift. When you use the word gift, you want charisma, right? Right? So when you say that the diversity of gift is referring to what? The gift in the gift. Right? The gift in the gift. Because the gift, the charisma of God is the Holy Ghost. So when you say that diversity of gifts, it's not to tell you that diversity is of that of gift in the gift. In the Holy Ghost. So when it doesn't say that diversity is what diversity, it does not mean differences. No, it means the same. Different from the same. So there is the same from the same source, but these are different parts of the same source. So he said they are diversity of him, he said the same spirit. The diversity of operation, right? The diversity of ministry. In other words, what the manifestation of this. Right? The manifestation of the Spirit, he says, giving for everyone to profit. So Paul is addressing and he says the manifestation. Now, manifestation there is the word phanerosis. Now, it says phanerosis means to unveil, to make naked, right? From the word pheneru. It means to make naked, to make open, to make visible. Now, ask the question. I thought Paul was the Spirit made visible and we say it's an inubet. Right? So that means the manifestation of the Spirit is the inubet. So the new birth is that manifestation. Now when I said that new birth is the manifestation, meaning that was when the Spirit is given, right? Now, something quickly not to lose out. He has said the manifestation of the Spirit is given for everyone to profit. That means to say the things of the Spirit or the practice of the Spirit is for the profit of everyone. Now that word profit of everyone, it means common good. Common good, the common good of every one of us, everyone here in the ecclesia. This is how Paul is addressing it. So meaning, when we come together, everyone has something to benefit from everyone. Do you understand me? It's our common good. Do you understand me? It's our common good. So in chapter 14, you hear Paul say, For edification. So that is very important.
And last week we were able to look at
wisdom, tongues interpretation, prophecy, and the word of wisdom, right?
Well, that one we looked at last week. That was what we looked at last week. So let's just move ahead. So we'll look at the word of knowledge. 1 Corinthians 12. That is for those who have not followed us. That is a tip of the iceberg of what we've been discussing for 12 weeks.
For 12 weeks. This is
supposed to be week. This week 12. Do what? Yeah?
Jesus. You don't make any sense. They still don't say. Well, it's supposed to be in week
13.
It was supposed to be in week 13. Right? But because last week we met 10 and 11 on a Saturday.
Upper Saturday. I broke it now. So that breaking is to show you the session. Who is this brother?
Okay, hallelujah. So,
1 Corinthians chapter 12. I told someone to give me a phone. 1 Corinthians 12 verse 10. He said, to another the workings of miracle, to another prophecy, to another discernment, discerning of spirits, to another different kind of tongues, to another interpretation of tongues. Hallelujah. Sorry, I missed that. Verse 8. Say, for to one is given the word of wisdom, through the Spirit, to another the word of knowledge.
We're looking at the word of knowledge. Word of knowledge.
Now, we said that word, word last week. I'm not going to dwell on that, but I will just give something for
those of us to. The word knowledge to get it. Now the second word, that was the word is the word logos. And we said all like same with every other word, you will find their meaning in the context of usage. Do you understand me? So, in this context, that word is the word used for a fragment of.
Do you understand me? A fragment of, a piece of.
So, it's not knowledge. Do you understand me? Or just like the word of wisdom is not wisdom. You have a word, a fragment of God's wisdom. Do you understand me? A fragment of God's all-knowing ability. Do you understand me? So that word wisdom, that word knowledge, is the word gnosis. I would always call it gnosis.
What is it?
It's gnosis. G-N-O-S-I-S. Gnosis. Gnosis implies an experience. The word that implies an experience. So when it says a word of knowledge, it implies a fragment of experience. That is a fragment, a piece of fact, a fact of knowledge. Are you following? A piece or a fact of knowledge. It is a revelation.
Hallelujah.
Is a revelation, right? A piece or a fact of knowledge is a revelation. So it is a word or a fragment. I call it, is a word or a fragment.
So I mean, sorry, since it is a word or a fragment,
it then means what is revealed as summary of the whole. You know, it's similar to the word of knowledge, right? I mean, similar to the word of wisdom, when we said, what you will know, we said the word of wisdom talks about it talks about what? The future, right? So, you might not have details about it, but you have what? Facts you can relate to it. Was that what we said? That's what we said. You have facts you can relate to it at any point. There will be a fact, more facts that you can relate to.
So, the same way too with knowledge, is not everything, but is a summary.
A summary of the whole. It is not detailed, but a brief information. Hallelujah. Pastor Shekou,
in one of his materials, warned us.
Yes, Pastor Shekou's warning. It is not legal.
Now, this is where some people can flow into the flesh. Because I know Pastor Bekai, Ebe wants to write down, and I said,
one of God. You've been applying for visa, you've been applying for admission. You've applied for admission. In fact, the last one is your own. And I know, maybe he doesn't know that I know. Do you understand? I just want him to know that I'm real. You are crazy. You are demonic. Do you understand? You are demonic.
Glory to God.
You are demonic.
So it is not made up. It is not an idea or an information. Do you understand? It's not an idea or an information. No. Let me put it like this. It's not an idea or an information exposed to the mind prior to it. Revelation. Do you understand? It's not an idea or an information you know before that time.
No, it's not. That is that. It's not a revival. No, no, it's not. It's supernatural.
Hallelujah.
It is, and also it is not a gift of knowledge. It's not a gift of knowledge. You know, if believers would understand it's not the gift of knowledge, then there are some things they will not run into. It's not the gift of knowledge, it's a word of knowledge. Do you understand me? It's a what? A word, a fragment of knowledge.
Do you understand me? It is the working of the Holy Ghost and not acting skills.
It is not an acting skill. It is a gift of the Holy Ghost. The gift of the Holy Ghost. So you don't act it, you don't make it up.
No. No. It's a gift of the Spirit.
You don't try to make it look too.
No. Hallelujah.
Are you with me? Hallelujah. So we can say the gift of knowledge. The gift of the word of knowledge. That's wrong. The word of knowledge. Are you following? The word of knowledge is a revelation by the Spirit given to the believer that informs of an event past or happening.
Remember, word of knowledge is about what will happen. Word of wisdom is about what will happen. Word of knowledge is facts about what has happened or what is happening. Do you understand me? That informs about events past or happening. It usually reveals people, places, things, times, and objects. It reveals people, places, things, times, and objects.
So the recipient is given privilege. See, hear what I'm saying, you mark that is a privilege. So the recipient, you are given a privilege into God's knowledge of things.
Hallelujah. That
is happening or has happened. You are given what? Knowledge about a fragment of God's knowledge about what is happening or what has happened. Do you understand me? So, if you know that it's a fragment, you stop trying to make yourself sure. What does that mean? See, let me go forward. It is not calling bank account number. Are you hearing me? I need to bias some nonsense. It's not calling phone number. You know, the moment you begin to do those things, I know I'm saying that. When you begin to do that thing, you begin to switch to self. Maybe you say, man of God, professor! You know what I mean? Or you say, little one. It sounds like 103.5 years old. Major one. Have you heard that there? You guys don't listen to radio. Zero. No, they do that.
Listen to radio very well.
Remember when you're driving in Lagos, listen to radio. Huh? Radio 103.5. You should listen to that. No, you should play that. You should listen to it. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Okay. So,
Radio 1. Yeah. And I got over 0024455336.
Calm down, it's not revealing. Those are not it. Do you understand? Those are not it. It's a fragment. This one is a fragment. It's a fragment. I need to bias that in the mind of several people.
Can we flow to that level? Calm down. We are here now. Hallelujah. So let's take it one by one. Hallelujah. Are you hearing this? You're taking it one by each.
Hallelujah.
So that your mind should be on the right side. Not until you call. Let me tell you what I did one funny day. What was I doing? You should be the man of God.
And I got angry.
This is where self used to play. You are doubting the prophet of this generation. I've come down now. You see some of you though, I've come down very well. In fact, what some of us experienced in 2001 is a piece of the iceberg. Those who knew me in the university, knew I was worse. I was sharing with Pastor Wiso, right? About one brother, I was not giving me that. When you were in school,
where are the professor? You know the professor is. She needs to get that.
He doesn't get it. We know what we do. Hallelujah. But I was not giving some. I don't know, man of God. when I begin to tell you, man of God, calm down. You should understand that, see, I am there. I was there. And I was seriously in the flesh then. Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
So the person says, are you telling all of us? Let me see, you are doubting the prophet of this generation. They are middle prophets and they are minor prophets. And they made one. You never have me say that nonsense anymore. I'm a major. Okay, let me shock you. Over the phone, I'm going to tell you what you're sitting on. I'm going to tell you what you are putting on. To your own this. He said, they saw. You are trying me again. And I'm talk. Are you around me? Tell me my room. They said, you are trying the man of God. Today I'm the man of God. Should I go for that? I've switched. If I not switched when I was talking. I switched from the foreseer to legal. From the beginning. Do you understand?
Because the lady was afraid from that day.
What is that? Was it guesswork? I cannot say that now. But after it is, let me not rush into it.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But you know, our experience must be our experience does not determine the word of God, but the word of God determines what our experience should be as believers. Do you understand? Very important. So you see, some people will not switch to the flesh.
Now that switching to the flesh is what will bring up water. So put sugar, buy perfume, bring calabash, bring apple.
Let's do spiritual work. That is
that. That is carnality. That is that. Just so that person has switched.
He has now turned the gift of God to merchandise. And those are the people that Paul says you should run away from.
Are you following me? Are you following me? Such a person is not far-fetched from what's the name of this guy? That Peter cost. Simon. You know, the number of Simon, the only issue, the only difference between them and Simon is that Simon never received the Spirit. But they have, but they're using it for merchandise. Tell us that. They will let.
They have journeyed.
Glory to God. Let's look at Luke 2,
verse 25. Luke 2, 25. Don't worry, we must round up tomorrow. So we will finish by 9 p.m. We round up tomorrow. Everything tomorrow. Luke 2, verse 25.
And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simon, and this man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Ghost was upon him. And it being revealed to him by the Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord Jesus. So he came by the Spirit into the temple, and when the parents brought the child Jesus to do for him according to the custom of the Lord, he took him up in his hand and blessed him and said, Lord, now you are letting your servant depart in peace according to your word. For my eyes have seen salvation, which you've prepared before the face of the people, of all the people, a light to bring revelation to the Gentiles and the glory of your people Israel. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So you see, word of knowledge. Simon by the word of knowledge knew.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So who revealed it to Simon? The Holy Ghost. Did you see that? Right? That he will not see death until he had what? Seen Jesus. Right?
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Concerning Christ. Look at John 4. Jesus and the woman at the well. There's something, I actually brought this second because of something I need to teach on time there. Brought this one up now. John 4. I said we will yet still go deeper. Hallelujah. So, while treating all this together, I'm treating it together in the masticles. But from time to time, I might just treat them one by each. Do you understand? And just take them one by each and just talk about them. Hallelujah. Do you understand? Remember, I promised us something. I said I'm going to explain something to us subsequently that we treat pneumaticals, right? Concerning Acts. Did I say that last week? Concerning Acts, it has to be Acts 20, right? Agabus. I said something about that. I'm going to show something again today from that same event. So I said subsequently we'll treat. Okay, I said we'll treat it during the inward witness. When we teach the inward witness later on this year. I said we'll treat it. Well, there was something that you need to get there. Tell us from that part. But I said we'll treat it later on in the course of the year. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Okay. John 4. Are you John 4? Verses 15. John 4:15. Jesus and the woman at the well. And afterward, Jesus found him. Verses 15. He says, and the woman said to him, sir, give me this water that I may not thirst, nor come here to draw. And Jesus said to her, go call your husband and come here. And the woman answered and said, I have no husband. Let's leave what Jesus said afterwards.
Imagine you want to, you know, it's one of knowledge. I say, madam, in front of the whole people, you know, because you think you are the one you think. Do you understand? It's not you, it is by the Holy Ghost. So if you understand it's by the Holy Ghost, you know it's not you. Do you understand? Jesus said, go and call your husband. Want to say, and next he just says, I have no husband. Headline. Pastor laughed down. False prophet. And imagine the person now says, it's not you. Do you understand? You've missed it. Do you understand? You have missed it. But look at what Jesus said intelligently.
By the Holy Ghost. Look at what he said. He says, you have said well. I have no husband. But you have five husbands. And the one whom you are is not your husband. In that you spoke truly. And the woman said, sir, I perceived you are a prophet. Do you see that? Look at what the woman did. Verses 28. And the woman left her water pot and went her way into the city and said to the men, come and see a man who told me all the things I have ever did. Could this be the Christ? Did you see that? She dashed up and told all the men.
So you are not telling me what you do. But I thought she said she never had a husband. Yes, she not said you are correct. Do you understand? From your perspective, you are going because you are half high. And the one you are with is not even your own, but you are with him. Do you understand? What did Jesus do? Most times, the word of knowledge, just like you can see with Jesus and this woman, you could call it true. Interrogation. Do you understand? Interrogation. Like you are probing. Now, when you not yet know, don't stop there. You can probe further. You know, Jesus went further. Do you understand? Jesus didn't just look at that. No. He went further. That father is to help you what? Get to know some things with them. Do you understand? Get to know some things with them. Do you understand? I'll give you an example. I was in a believer's gathering.
I've had many, but this one just dropped in now, so let me see.
And in that believer's gathering, I was to give a word of God. And I knew it was the sister. I knew it was the sister. General. Because we made, I knew it was that sister. I've never known her before. And I was like, okay. I still like the teacher. Listen. I still like the teacher. In his school. Are you a teacher? She said no. Listen. She said no. You don't know my brother, you're like, no. Pray for her. Or do you work in his school? Say, yes, I work in his school. Did you see that? Did you see that? Did you work in his school? Yes, I do in this school. Do you know that? So I have probe for her. Do you know that? She worked in the school, but not as a teacher. Do you grab? Are you following? So I now went for that. Okay. Now that has clicked, right? Now don't say, oh yeah. No. I went for that again. Do you know that? Do you know this? Yes. Okay. Do you know that? This is now I'm going somewhere. So let's stop there. I'll continue. We won't get there. Do you understand?
I will continue this story now. From remember I stopped in probing, right? Now, most times, what people do is that they just give you the situation and they leave. No, you are not being wise. So why are you giving the situation? You are not even going to use caster now. Or they don't talk to you when the person knows the situation. Are you hearing me? You want to write down.
You want to write down.
Everybody, this is the decision for Jan. So keep quiet. But then you have to say, let's write down.
You've been reading, it's no entry.
Everybody does that. I say, it is rare. Your head. Your head. How can you just do that? So people just stop at the problem and move ahead.
Everyone will not get to the problem and stop. Most times, I'm going to tell you something for that in this same service, in this same meeting. Most times, you don't even. Okay, like I do to some people. I don't think I've done that to anybody, but I've done that to quite a lot. In fact, I still did it to somebody this morning. Just called the person, one of our pastors. And I just told the person this, that. And we moved ahead. Now, I saw something about what was happening somewhere. Do you understand? I saw a vision about what was happening. It was a revelation. Remember, I said you could have. I mean, the one of revelation works comes by what? By how? I mentioned about one, two, or and I mentioned four ways it comes last week. I said via tongues and interpretation, divine appearances, right? Vision, right? Did you remember that? Okay, it was story that I mentioned, right? Right?
Dream.
Yeah, but I said let's take the dream out of it. So it was three that I mentioned, right? So always understand that. So by a divine appearance, I saw something in a vision. So I called the person. I didn't start asking questions. No, I just went direct. And I didn't even know their problem or what I saw. No. I didn't even discuss it. I just said, this is what you must do. Do you understand? And thank you. Do you understand? So most times, God will reveal the issue, the present situation for you to see. Not so that you will begin to say it. No. Most times, that which you saw is for you. This is for your own consumption alone. Do you understand? What the person needs to know is the solution. So we cannot say the word of wisdom and the word of knowledge works hand in hand. Do you understand me? Are you hearing me? Maybe you have a divine appearance of somebody in a situation. And you know, the Spirit of God, that is why you need, you know, you don't just jump and just become and just open your mouth, brother, don't shut the door and talk anything. No. You have to be wise. You have to be smart about it. You have to be smart about it. You need to know what the Spirit will have you do. Is it the, you understand it? So you can even just still wait a bit to know what the Spirit will have you do. Whether to say out the issue and the solution or just to speak the solution. Do you understand me? That's just being smart, intelligent, spiritual. Do you understand me? So many a times, you don't even need to mention the issue. Are you hearing me? You don't even need to mention the issue. Just give out the solution. Give out the solution. Do you understand me? Eh? And we'll be fine. And just give out what the Spirit will have you do. We'll have the person do. We'll have the person do. Do you understand? And I was like, Bro, hell is coming. At that point, you know, remember I said it's for edification, common good. You do not bring fear. Did you get that? So you need to know what the Spirit will have you do at every point in time. You understand? If the word of knowledge is now making the one who is receiving from you afraid, then we should begin to question. Do you understand? We should begin to question. I don't want to say another thing. It's of the Holy Ghost, so yes, but the brother is not in the fact. There's no fear in faith. Are you following? There's no fear in faith. So that means I have wrongly communicated. That means I have slipped into the flesh, even if it was divine. I guess I've answered what I wanted to say at first. If you remember when I said, was it from the Holy Ghost? Did you remember that? I've answered it. There is that it can be divine, but the way in which you now present it may not be in the flesh. And it will not now edify. And when it doesn't edify, it doesn't glorify Christ. Are you hearing me? Are you following me? Aha. Hope you are learning something. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So you can probe further to know further. But don't just know and just say, hey, that is the problem. Okay, good. No. In fact, some of those times, sometimes when the word of knowledge is given, it might not be concerning the person's state of health. Let's say, for example, now this one was not done by me, it was done by a brother in a believer's meeting. And the brother just, I was told, head the believer's meeting. That was the last believer's convention by the same committee that Pastor asked us to go and head each all the same. You were there, right? So, now the set of people that I was to supervise or to head, a brother just came and said, look at the sister, why do nonsense of issues concerning health? I don't want to go. I said, no. You are right. The sister confirmed. And I said, lay next to her. I'm not the one to do the laying of it. You know, do you understand me? There's already an issue you have identified. Do you discover that somebody close to the person is sick? What next? Bye bye. Are you okay? You lay hands. Are you following me?
Yes,
hallelujah. Most of the Spirit will not tell you, maybe the Spirit maybe the Holy Ghost does not want you to lay hands at that point. Might not give you a direction. When you go home, lay hands on the person. Do you understand? Lay hands on the person. Did you get that? Or call the person and say the person is healed. Did you get that? But don't just need, tell the person it's typhoid. It's not malaria, it's typhoid. Tell the person it's typhoid. It's not malaria, it's typhoid. Hallelujah.
You are mad. You are mad in the spirit.
Are you following me? So just intelligence. Hallelujah. Okay, because it's typhoid. She now go to the pharmacy and buy typhoid. Are you okay? Why did he come? I say, he's spiritual detector. We should take you to to airport, to airport to check virus. Something's wrong with you.
Yes, sir. So, no, this one, it's corona. No, this one, it's Ebola.
It's not too wrong with your brain. Tell us, sir. This is what this one. This one is what this one. Hallelujah.
Okay, where are we? So you can pray for that with questions,
and then when you get to discover what the issue is, you do what? You provide a solution. And most times, you will learn to rely on the Holy Ghost.
Rely on the Holy Ghost. For what? What next?
There's no hard and fast rule. That is why my submission is what? Rely on the Holy Ghost. Do you understand? Are you hearing me?
Rely well
on the Holy Ghost. You see, I'm taking my time to teach word of wisdom, word of knowledge. Go, flow. Hey. Yeah. Go, flow. You rely well on the Holy Ghost. I'm honest. Don't start giving. And also, see, you must. Permit me, just justify me. Permit me. You must always now. These are not in my notes, but by the Holy Ghost. I'm saying that.
You must always learn to submit to the
leadership of the church. Understand the leadership of the church before you take some drastic decisions or some things. I hear me. The fact that you are in a believer's meeting organized by a church does not mean, and you are now in a local church, in the local church, you know what I mean? You are in a local church. You are in your gathering in the local church. You know what I mean? Your group. You must understand what is laid down in the local church. Before you begin to issue instructions, like you go and see this person, are you okay? You don't dish out instructions. Are you hearing me? You will not be choosing follow-up leader. Who the hell are you? Imagine in a meeting of four, let's say this four brethren. He gets you with not leading. You not say, You know, the spirit will have you mentor Victor. Are you okay? Are you okay? Are you okay?
You don't try that.
Are you understanding me? So go and tell Victor that he will write a fast jam. Don't try it. You know what I mean? Because you know what? In that meeting, I've never seen, in fact, for a few times I can't say I've been in believer meeting for a long time. For a few times, or many times, but the few times I've been in believer's meeting, I learned as much as I can to know this is the limit, this is the local church. Do you understand me? This is the local church. You understand me? Man of God. You begin to wax strong in the move of the spirit in the latter days. You begin to master it. You master it. Yeah. You know that. You know that man of God? You know that man of God? And it's in Ghana. Why is in Ghana? You know, the Spirit says you would listen to him because of the prospective. Because you begin to manage. The one that is you. See. Don't close your mind to the fact that this is happening. It does. Father Shane was sharing with us how he invited somebody. And I need to share this
as I handle. So we'll continue from here tomorrow. We'll continue from discernment of spirit into
the power game. So the power game, I'll teach it together, but I'll break it. I said that last 2 or 3 weeks.
Yeah, but I'll break it down. After
you see, I'm still going to teach miraculous. That is happening. Miracle signs and wonders. We do that. We have miracle signs and wonders. We teach miracle signs and wonders after that, and then teach working in forgiveness. Before we continue concerning spiritual. which is pneumatic.
Hallelujah.
We need to learn to walk in provision.
Hallelujah.
It will be much more.
But it's not similar to walking in salvation.
But I want to teach something. Just for one Sunday. I just have the spirit in order to talk about it. Because I'm trying to teach about it.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So, Paul Shabu said, shared with us something.
And he said, that was years back. He invited one of his friends to come to his church
and to have a believer seat.
After it was done, the brother had the believer seat. So the brother had a meeting of his brethren at his back. And that was because those brethren went to meet him. You are not well taught. You cannot have your pastor. Can this be your office?
You cannot have your pastor.
And you are going to be somebody else to give you one of knowledge. Or one of wisdom or professor. It shows you are an irresponsible designer. Do you understand? You cannot have your pastor. I have been looking for people to lay hands on you. Do you understand? You cannot do that. It's wrong. See. Let the person be highly exalted. Are you hearing me? That is why you have your pastor. Are you hearing me? You don't have your pastor and you're jumping at this. If you don't settle that, this person is my pastor. You know what I mean by pastor?
Oh, when we begin to teach ministry to be that,
he is your pastor. It's not just point man. It's not the title. La pastor. You see, your pastor means, let me use this word. You have, how do they use this word? How does Peter Bishop use the word on faith again? Faith is a reckless abandonment in God. So, it's like a reckless abandonment. Is it reckless? Yeah. Jesus is like an unqualified. Let me use that reckless abandonment. You have recklessly abandoned your life and your spiritual growth. Let me use that word. Reckless looks a bit small. you have given. You don't want me to have a pastor. See, if you are not going to have a pastor, you understand what you mean to pray for your pastor. Because it's the one that leads you. He's the one that takes care of your. He said, look at Hebrews chapter 13, verse 7 and verse 17. He said, they watch over your souls. Do you know what it means? So if that person is your pastor, you are not looking for, you are not going around in the body of Christ. Calling people, I saw somebody's post. Somebody who is supposed to be listening to you. He has said, well, I'm communicating about that. I asked him for what? He said, I have a job I learned worship for. Worship. And I asked, what is worship? That he knew. What is worship? Since today I want to know what is worship. I learned how to worship. Worship. And I said, I'm going to be getting a big treat. I'm a pastor and I'm learning more to pastor. I learn every day about pastor. You understand? I learn every day about pastor. I learn every day about pastor. Everywhere. I'm very well. So if you're not the name of your pastor, you know how to pray for your own pastor. And you know you're jumping around the body of Christ. Say, Father God, I believe in somebody saw me around you. Let me go. I believe in your prophetic ministry. Listen, can I believe your word? Can I need to just say a word about me? And then just ask something. Meet your pastor. Meet your pastor. Because the woman that begins to give you word is demonic. Sir, are you demonic? No. But it's demonic. When I know you have a pastor in your local church, and I'm always laying hands on you, it is demonic. I have an hidden agenda I've not told you. That is because I want to snatch you.
You don't know?
just went to meet pastor's friend. Because Pastor Young also goes, hey God, why am I getting to talk about this? You know, it also goes on the fact that because your pastor posts somebody's TikTok, or in fact that your pastor places somebody on his status, or the fact that your pastor quoted somebody, it does not mean you should not start jumping in the body of Christ to look for that person. Some people are like that. I introduced some people to one funny book. Book of Enoch. I heard that someone got to touch Third Corinthians. We have not got this though. Can you see? This guy's happy to be here. They went for that. You saw your pastor put in the head, you went for that to little UK, you went for that to Shamba, you went for that to bro. Jojine, you went for that. Blessings in the body of Christ. You see yourself? So you must just stick to your pastor, you know, and that is faith in your pastor. You must believe in what God has given to him for you. Do you understand? Are you there with me?
Yes, sir. Aha. So, I cast and bind every Third Corinthians abuse of deeds. I cast and bind every Third Corinthians. You shall see it no more. The rest that you see Enoch and Joshua, it shall be born. Oh, come on. And the sisters are not enough for you. I wonder where you are going to again. I've repented. And I'm back. I'm restored.
Hallelujah. What about you? Your father is in the way and you're in debt. I've come back. You have still done it.
No way to come. So let's go. So Pastor Nan shared with us that his people went back and were going to see the pastor. We were going to see his friend, and the friend was not giving them exegesis.
You know, you master. You begin to master. I can't be just remember. You begin to master. You know it. You know this thing. You know this thing. You master it. You begin to gain mastery. Just like an eagle. Just like an eagle. As it goes higher, I begin to gain mastery over the wind. So shall you gain mastery over these things? Shall you gain mastery?
That's great, man.
Oh, that brother. Stop listening to his pastor. Or not say because that one is citing him, you begin to gain mastery. Mastery, Bible.
Jonathan. And that brother went off ministry and Jonathan. So such things most times be is it inquisitive or it's dangerous for a believer. Stay content
with what you have.
You understand me?
Yeah?
Are you hearing me? Stay content.
Sir, what would we, when are we going to start? Remember what your pastor has. Don't copy others. I want to know. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Sir, our choir. We need to have world class choir. Oga, stay where you are. We don't even have a venue. Neither do we have a piano. The one we have no player.
You are not looking for a choir.
I don't know that. Who will sing, Femi or myself? Or Sammy
Jeff? I don't know.
Hallelujah. So, whenever there's a word of knowledge, it doesn't just stop in you knowing the fact and saying it. That's what I was trying to say.
No, it flows into with the word of wisdom. So it reveals. So, I mean, it is revealed for edification. So, since it flows into the world of wisdom, you understand why it is revealed for edification. So, therefore, in the ecclesia, there should be a message. You understand? There should be a message. So, that word of wisdom is because of the message. You understand? I mean, that word of knowledge, because there should be a message.
Hallelujah.
And it is that message that should be your focus, not in the issue. So you play down the word of knowledge and play down and then you play off the word of wisdom. Do you understand? Everybody, you play down the word of knowledge and you play off the solution. You play it down. You play it down.
Hallelujah.
Are you hearing me? You play it down. Play it down. Play it down. Let the deal with self.
Self will make you danger. I'm going to make you a
church.
We didn't get that. No, 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 no.
You didn't get it. You get it, you understand. So, the focus should be on the message. Which one's big edification?
Hallelujah.
Many a times, I'm reading my note to you. Many a times.
Now, my note I'm reading is what I've just what I've been experiencing.
Many a times, the details may not be necessary.
That's what I said, right?
The details may not be necessary. But what is necessary is the direction of the Spirit. What the Spirit will have you say, have you do. Remember, never forget, never let it skip your attention. It is for edification. My attention should be, what is the way forward? And skip the issue. Skip the issue. My attention should be, what is the way forward? In that gathering, you receive the word. Something has been revealed to you. Hallelujah. Concerning somebody who has said, the next concern, my attention should not be on the problem. My attention should be what? What is the way forward? What would the Spirit ask you, want me to do? You know, I will know what the Spirit wants me to do by just speaking much more in tongues. Hallelujah. Just pray for that. Just pray for that. Marco, Soto, in the Spirit, not the person. Pray for that in the Spirit. And you see what the Spirit will have you do. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Sometimes the Spirit even asks you to just need the person of the pastor. And then pastor give Jesus and let pastor take it up from there. Hallelujah. There's no glory yet for anybody. No, Christ is glorified. We are in the fire. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Listen to this, and this is last. He says, so what is revealed? Most times might not be what the Spirit will have you say. Because what is revealed most times will not be what the Spirit will have you say, but rather the solution to what is revealed is what the Spirit will have you say. So what is revealed? What I mean by what is revealed is the problem, the issue, the current circumstance that is revealed. Might not be what the Spirit will have you say. Hallelujah. Have you learned something?